Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's October 25th, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron.
Da-da-da! Finally! Out of adjectives.
I couldn't go on forever. And I'm too tired after we've gone to think of something new.
So. Perfect.
Yeah. So how are you doing this evening, Antoine?
I was full of sickness. I'm the one that's been the least touched, so I pray to all the different things I can to stay that way.
Nice.
Yeah, but I've been stuck here for at least 2 working days, taking care of the kids and stuff like that. So, and all the weekend.
Sounds like fun.
Yes.
Well, if it's any consolation, I just finished a convention, so I'll probably get con cred the next day or so.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I can join you in the land of sickness. We can be sick together.
Right now, I hope I don't get more sick. I just have a small cold. The kids have the laryngitis and diarrhea and everything you want, even my wife. Right now, I have it pretty easy.
Well, let's hope it stays that way.
I do.
Okay. Well, let's get this done before your voice gives out. So first up, we're going to do some events, an event. And this week, it's going to be the Guilds of the North. That's a Guild Ball tournament on November 5th.
Yes, we already talked about it. I just want to make a last-minute recall before the date. As you said, it's on November 5th in less than 2 weeks. There are still some spots open. Cost is $15. That includes your lunch. So everything else goes into price support. So jump in and go play some balls.
Awesome. That's a very reasonable price for what's likely to be a well-organized tournament. All right, so let's go right into the news. And as always, we're going to start with our non-crowdfunding news. And first up this week is a friend of ours, OnLam Games. They have some new chibis on pre-order for Endless Fantasy Tactics.
Yes, for news, they have the Adept, the Beast Knight, the Dark Knight, and Kardax. Kardax being a model imported from the Brushfire line, if I remember correctly. Yes.
Is he?
Yes. The blind crocodile guy. I don't remember which faction he was in, but he was one of the last models released for Brushfire before they stopped the line.
I thought he was a... I actually thought he was an Endless Fantasy model.
Maybe. I might be wrong. I thought he was a Brushfire one.
Hmm.
Anyway, so 4 new chibis. Nope. They are on pre-order right now and not full release.
He's Endless Fantasy.
He's Endless Fantasy?
Okay. He is Endless Fantasy Tactics, yes. And he is a super cool model. And the chibi one is also a pretty cool model. So I'm probably going to pick that up. Yeah. If I place an order, completely doesn't have to be the news show right now, but I'm going to do this anyway right here, right now. So, if I pass an order, do you want me to add anything for you? Get yourself a little Kardax?
We'll talk.
Little Gatorman chibi? Okay. Cool. All right. Yes, these look pretty neat. I really like some of their ideas in the sculpts. I like the Beast Knight. Looks kind of cool. With the big hood. So. Interesting stuff from our friends at OnTheLam. Next up. Should I pronounce that Fur Miniatures or just say FER Miniatures?
You could say FER. It's for Ferdinando Ruiz Miniatures.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know how you should pronounce the acronym.
Well, we'll call it Fur Miniatures. And Athena, tell us about it.
Yes, so it's a 1/10 scale model, so that's pretty big. It's a resin piece of the Goddess Athena. So it's a bust, starting from the midriff to the top of the head, and she also have a knoll on her shoulder, or it's a chouette. I don't know if it's in French. I don't know if it's called a knoll too in English.
Yeah, it's still a knoll, and it's okay. What was the name of her owl? I should know this. Oh, well, it's escaped me. So the owl's actually part of her myth. So, So that's pretty cool. That's a gorgeous bust. I've never heard of this company. Have they been producing stuff for long? Have I just been living in a cave? Or?
They do mostly really big scale stuff. So I don't know if they've been out long, but it's not the first model I see for them.
And they seem very reasonably priced. I mean, 50 euros for a bust that scale seems quite good.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at other stuff they have, like Lucy the Vampire Bride, that seems to be an awesome, awesome value.
Yeah, and they do a bunch of different scales. They do 35 millimeter stuff up to 1/10.
Wow.
1/10 is about 150 millimeter. That's really big in true scale. It's only a bust, so it won't be feet on your table, but still.
Yeah. No, it's a gorgeous model. All right. Next in line. Terrible kid stuff. Frank von Stein.
Yeah, this is a model inspired by the Dust line, I think. Or they released another model in the previous week. That was for Dust. Yeah, I'm mixing. Oh, no, it's that one. So it's a big model, 124. That's 75 millimeter. It's in limited edition, so only 120 copies available. A really nice model, big guy with claws as a weapon.
Yeah, and he's obviously been surgically altered.
Yeah.
And of course, there's the Frank von Stein. So he's basically Frankenstein's monster meets Freddy Krueger meets The Rock, because he's kind of buff.
Meets World War II.
Yeah, meets
Germans, World War II. Yeah, they're Germans, grenades, and stuff like that. Or
Yeah, the stick bombs and
stick
stuff.
Stick bombs, yeah.
So he comes in at 45 euros. So again, quite reasonable for a model that size. The actual sculpts, the cast look pretty good. The concept art is really neat.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love that artist. And Karl Kapinski. I love his drawings.
The sculpt is very, very true to the concept art, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Not always the case that we see, so.
No.
Very cool stuff. All right. Next up is Cool Mini or Not, new Shadowcast subfaction for Dark Age.
Well, it's not only that. They also have what they call the Draggery faction book, and the Shadowcast being one of the different casts in the Draggery. They talked it was a good moment to get that new subfaction out with the whole set of the faction. So you have a new faction pack, a new card, a new faction book, new card pack for 2016, as well as a whole new line of models to go with that. So for people who like the elemental aliens, warriors, and this time they have giant one-eyed spiders and weird stuff like that to go with them.
Yeah,
take a look.
Yeah, this Dark Age stuff is doing all kinds of weird things. Those spiders are creepy looking, though.
They are.
I'm not a big fan of spiders, so.
Me neither.
And I see also in the concept art, there's a Kukulkani.
Yeah, giant Kukulkani warrior. Yes. Yes.
Robot dreadnought.
It's all at the same time.
Yeah. Nice. And even more stuff from Cool Mini, Crossmaster Arena 2.0 is also available this week.
Yes, for people who like chibis. It's another kind of another style we've seen in previous Crossmatter stuff. However, it's now in the Cool Mini ends. So I think it's their first Crossmatter release.
I think so. I don't think it's ever been a CMON product.
No, I think it's their first one.
Do they actually own the product now, or are they just publishing for someone else?
I'm not sure. But I think they will be releasing from now on, but that might just be a special occasion. Not too sure about that.
Huh.
For people who know about Crowmaster, the Unruna version is a smaller, quicker board game. You play demons who take control of the different cute heroes and make them battle together. So 8 really nice prevented miniatures and a bunch of tokens and character cards.
Yeah, it looks really nice. The production value on the stuff, the Crossmaster stuff, has always been really good, but its cost has been quite prohibitive, even for miniature gaming.
Cool Mini might be helping out with getting the cost more reasonable.
Yeah. That's cool. All right, what else we got? Weird miniatures. Malifaux October releases. What do we got from Weird?
A lot of stuff. Shadow Emissary, Forgotten Marshal, Mysterious Emissary, Corrupted Hounds, Bunrakus, and Gremlin Survivors. I like the Gremlins because they're Gremlins.
I was going to say, the Shadow Emissary looks neat. The Asian-inspired dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Who, for no... Yeah. Comes as no surprise plays for the Asian faction.
Yes. I think it's my favorite one. If I go... I remove my Goblin Greenskin bias, I think the Shadow Emissary is my favorite model.
Yeah, it seems to be a nice couple. I mean, there's other good stuff. Forgotten Marshal looks cool. There's other neat stuff, but... Yeah, I think that's the best one there this week. All right. Next in line, Cyborg Monstrous Miniatures, Barbarian Strapper. This guy is cool looking.
Yes, he's big. The base under him is a 40mm base. So it's not a small dude. He's called the 28-30mm Barbarian Strapper on the page, but no way he's 28mm high. If it's that scale, maybe, but he's not that height.
And man, he's...
He's ogre size, almost.
And he's a little over-muscled.
Yes.
Just a little.
Yeah, that's why you make me think like a mix between an orc and an ogre.
Yeah, he definitely got some of that orc physiology thing going on there, the anatomy.
Yeah, more burly, large... Even his weapon looks like a big orc cleaver with more decoration on.
Yeah, you know what? The weapon is the part that leaves me cold. I like the rest of them. But that weapon kind of looks plain to me.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, the rest of them all looks really interesting. And I can see some potentially really cool conversion work done on this for Nurgle or something.
Yes. Yeah, remove some of the filigree in the armors and... make bubbles and rust and stuff like that.
Yeah, get some pustules going on. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I could totally see him working for that.
Or for the new Aurochs, swap the head for a more Game Workshop one, and you could almost fit like the leg armors fit the new aesthetic. Not the filigrees on the front plates, but. For the rest,
I think that's true. Does.
The weapon seems crude, like orc weapons.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's just the extra the last layer of armor doesn't fit with the rest. It seems.
It's a little strange. I mean, it's still a cool looking model. And at was it 18 euros or something? That's not bad for a resin model that size. I mean, the height of the figure is 46mm with the base.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, for a single character model, for a 28mm game, yeah, that's pretty big. And last iron on crowdfunding stuff, Puppets War. Wolf Shaman. I'm just going to add extra descriptive terms.
Mm-hmm. So this is a single miniature, comes in three pieces. It's, as you said, a wolf shaman. Looks like a druid or shaman is looking a staff with a wolf head and a sword in the other one. He's wearing a wolf cloak with the head on his head. So with a loincloth. So he's a lot of skin on this model.
Yeah, totally not a Frostgrave model. Totally not.
He would be cold in the snowy winters, though.
Well, maybe he's just maybe he's Canadian.
Yeah, Maybe.
I couldn't resist, sorry. Seems so appropriate. But that would make a cool wizard for... all jokes aside, that would make a cool wizard for Frostgrave.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of winter wolf.
Yeah, or you would do a nice beast magic wizard for the Empire.
Yes, absolutely. The Empire that doesn't exist anymore.
For blah,
the
blah, game. Blah, blah, but for Ninth Age, let's yeah. say, or whatever.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. All right, so let's go to our Kickstarter and crowdfunding news. And this week, we have a pretty short list. First up is Goblin King Games' Moonstone Fantasy Skirmish Game. What's this all about?
This is a low-model skirmish game for 2 to 4 players. It's a new company. It's the second Kickstarter they ran. We already mentioned the first one. It was not for the full game, just a first tryout for a couple of their models. There was the Fire Spitter and a Baron with a strange name, the Von Fancy Hat or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Von Fancy Hat. Yep.
So that Kickstarter was successful. They delivered, and now they are releasing their full game. So they call it a whimsical storybook world.
Oh my god!
And there's bluff into the mechanics. The models look fantastic. The ideas for the different faction are cool. There are goblins, so it's sure I like it. There's even a pug rider.
Yeah, the goblin pug rider, Doug the Flatulent.
Mm-hmm. Beaky Bobby, which is like a goblin alchemist, but Mike looks like a goblin exhibitionist.
Jesus, yeah.
Different guys for the human faction, and they all, which they call the Barony, the human faction. And they also, with the stretch goal, they have unlocked a third faction, which are the fairies. Which they call the Enclave, I think.
Okay.
Or that might be just the name of the first box, but they have a third faction unlocking right now. They have one of the box or two of the box unlocked, something like that. And they have a fourth faction coming up in the unlocks, which are kind of gnomes-like miniature models.
Hmm. I'm just looking at it. It looks like the in this Kickstarter, there's a new version of Baron Von Fancy Hat.
There might be.
The pose is different. The sculpt is different.
One of the things available in the Kickstarter is the Doug the Flatland. You have a different head that will be available only in the Kickstarter with the helmet up, so you see his face. I like the face, the drawing of the face they have.
Oh, is there a drawing further down? I just haven't seen it
yet. No, it's pretty much up. You have a giant grin.
That's about halfway down. Goblin. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so that's the alternate art for the alternate head.
Wow, okay. So some really cool designs here. So they originally wanted £16,000. They're at £26,800, so they're fully funded. There's 15 days to go, so we had a couple weeks to get on this. Kickstarter will end on November 9th, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
As we say in Quebec, suivant next, Kabuki Studio for Zeta's Masterpieces, Death Dealer.
So this is pretty self-explanatory. This is a Kickstarter to get a miniature done of Franz Frazetta, one of his masterpieces, the Death Dealer. It's in 1/24th and 1/58th scale. So different size depending on what you like. And it also comes in different material paint. Not material. It's always the same material, but you can get it painted with different looks if you want, like fully painted or different art style, like bronze or ancient pewter, stuff like that.
Yeah. It's a very cool model. It's a very cool model of a very iconic piece of art.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The Frazetta's Death Dealer, I mean, everyone knows that picture. And if anyone's listening and they don't think they know that picture, I guarantee you know that picture, you just didn't know what it was called.
Yes, just take a look.
Yeah, exactly.
Google that and you'll know that model. Well, know that art piece.
Yeah. There's a lot of interesting stuff there. And it's not surprising that it's you know, fully funded already. So they were looking for 4,000 euros. They got 23,000 euros so far. They have 22 days left to go. This is zero surprise.
No, like, they funded in 2 hours.
There are a few images as iconic in fantasy fiction as the Death Dealer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this Kickstarter will end on November 16th, 2016. And as we mentioned, it's already fully funded. And last but not least, Awaken Realms, The Edge, Dawnfall.
This is a competitive miniature board game for 1 to 3 players. People who know Hiroshima X or Cryovac, this is done by the same company. So the game comes in 2 faction boxes. So every box you get, you have 2 faction in it, different 3 different boxes. It's a miniature game playing on a map. Playing with X. So different size, bigger models fill different number of X's, like up to, I think, 6 or 7 for the giant main guys in every faction box. And you have 6 different faction available. It's a 32 millimeter scale, so pretty big miniatures. Nice detail on the renders. So I don't know what the final models will look, because it being a board game, it's probably more board game plastic, which can give some really cool models anyway, but it remains to be seen what the level of details will be in the final production point.
Yeah. And like you said, the renders look really good. And they're kind of unique. I mean, the demons look like demons, but the other stuff looks very unique, very interesting.
All kind of different takes and really different styles. You have like the what they call the reborns, which look like forest sci-fi stuff. And after that, you compare that to The Edge, who look like super sharp robots.
Or the Rossack that look like Gundams.
Yes, that's the one I was thinking about. The Edge is the name of the game. Rossack, yeah.
And then you have something that looks like maybe dwarves, like armored dwarves? Dvargar or something?
Yeah. The name sounds dwarvy too.
This is pretty cool. So this game is one of those instant successes on Kickstarter. So they went up, they wanted 40,000 British pounds. They're at 126,000 British pounds with 2 more people just backed while I was looking at the page while we were recording this. There are 20 days to go.
Another one.
Jeez, yeah. So our podcast is influencing us so much that while we're recording it, people are clicking.
You're giving us too much credit.
So this Kickstarter is fully funded and will end on November 14th, 2016. And as they say. So we've got nothing else this week?
Nope, that's it.
Well, then I'll guess we'll close the show. I just want to give a shout out to my ReaperCon friends, especially Ron, who took the time to come up and say hi to me at the show, and thank us for doing this. It was kind of cool. It's not often that we actually hear from anyone who listens. So we have at least one guy that listens to us in the States, Antoine. Let's celebrate.
That's good.
All right. Well, I guess I'll talk to you next week.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by Ladrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Two Bald Geeks, a podcast by two bald horror movie fans that dissect one horror movie a month, saving the spoilers for last. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.